Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And I read one of your blog pieces. You were contacted. I don't want to get into this too much, but we have this very exciting revitalization project here that is starting in Commerce. And you were contacted by some folks that wanted you to do a survey of historical locations in Commerce.
Yes.
And in particular, for whatever reason, on Live Oak Street and Maple Street.
I understand that Live Oak and Maple will be the southern boundaries of this.
I see. All right. Well, so you went along the streets and you learned a lot of interesting things as you went along, and you have quite a history in Commerce yourself, but having gone to school here, but met your husband here. So you had a confrontation with the campus gendarmes?
Yes. I was driving along. Of course, I turned and I realized that that stadium was Memorial Stadium. And
yep.
Why was it Memorial?
Uh-huh.
And I pulled into it at the end of the, end of the field, and it said, no parking, but I thought, I've got to get this old. And they pulled in beside me and said, are you lost? And I said, no, I'm conducting a survey. They were very nice.
I'm sure they were. But it is Memorial Stadium, and it's been here for now 67 years this fall. First game there, 1950. And I bet a lot of people don't know. It's Memorial Stadium in memory of what was then East Texas State students who were killed in World War II.
There were 78 men, and I assume they were all men, who died in World War II who were attending East Texas.
What was then
East Texas Normal?
Yeah. 78.
78
seems like
is a lot.
That's a lot of young men.
Yes.
In World War II.
Yes.
And the stadium is in honor.
Right. And Sam Rayburn came and dedicated it.
First game I know was against North Texas State. And not that I remember that, but I have I have read that. And then you went on down Live Oak Street, 1803 Live Oak. This is a beautiful, everyone knows it who lives or has spent time in Commerce, beautiful dark red brick house. And this for many years was the Sig Hep fraternity house.
Yes.
But the original use was?
It was a hospital and a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time it was built in the 20s, it was the clinic, hospital, and home of Dr. Clarence Allen. And he doctored people here, students here. He was the doctor for the railroads that came through and for Greenville citizens. And his son inherited the house, and his son was a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm. And so at one time was a veterinarian office also in
right.
that?
And then they changed it into a fraternity house.
Yeah, well, and that's been up until fairly recent times that was true. On down the street, 1301 Live Oak, which apparently now is a vacant lot anyway. It's near the Live Oak and Washington intersection. This was something called the Union Church.
Right. It was typical for frontier towns to have one church. They might have five different congregations, but they alternated who got to use the church that Sunday. And maybe there would be a traveling minister who only came once a month or once every 5 or 6 weeks. And then the next time it would be a Baptist preacher who might have gone, had several others. And so it was a union church. Greenville had a union church. Lots of towns did.
That's where the name comes from. We're talking with Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission, who did sort of a survey of historical sites that have been lost, more or less, to history in Commerce. And the first school in Commerce was directly across from the union church.
Right, right. And Commerce, being a college town, had an early public schools.
Mm-hmm. And that would have been, again, near the intersection of Live Oak and Washington.
Right, on opposite side of the street.
Then what we know now is the Jones Walker Funeral Home, beautiful house there at 1209 Live Oak. That was built in 1940. I would have guessed maybe even earlier than that.
I would have too, but it wasn't. And at that point in time, funeral directors or people who owned the funeral home lived mm-hmm. in the facility. Mm-hmm. And maybe they lived upstairs. And so this was the home until it sold in 1942 to Houston Jones, and he turned it into just primarily a funeral home.
Was it originally a funeral home when it was built?
It was built as both.
I see. And but it's been there since 1940. That is a beautiful house. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.